Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Betting Pros PGA Podcast. I'm Pat Fitzmaurice, joined as always by Bo McBrayer. On this week's show, we are going to preview the Valspar Championship from a betting perspective, and we're also going to recap the wild shootout at the Players Championship. And at the end of the show, we will make our one-and-done picks. As always, the Betting Pros PGA Podcast is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the place to go for best ball fantasy football contests, but you might not have known that Underdog has golf contests too. Sign up for Underdog, if you haven't already, with the promo code BPGolf to get your first deposit matched up to $100. And there's a special pick available for you in the lobby. More on Underdog and its golf contests a little bit later. Scottie Scheffler does it again, Bo. Two straight wins for the number one player in the world. The first player ever to win the Players' Championship in consecutive years. Scheffler has now played 27 rounds in PGA Tour events in 2024. His worst score is 71. And that was way back at the Sony Open in early January. Yep. A 71 in early January, everything else 70 or better. Scheffler shot a final round 64, 8 under par on Sunday to win by one stroke over the trio of Wyndham Clark, Xander Schauffele, and Brian Harman. Clark nearly tied Scheffler with a birdie on the 72nd hole, but his 17-footer rolled around the cup and wouldn't go down. Wyndham Clark will also look back wistfully on the 17th hole on Saturday. It was playing only 123 yards. He took a sand wedge, and his caddy told him not to hit a full sand wedge. Clark said he decelerated on the downswing and came up well short of the hole. Still managed to salvage a bogey, but he is going to look back wistfully on that bogey. Yeah, that proved to be a costly mistake. And by the way, Wyndham Clark is the first player to finish runner-up to the same winner in consecutive weeks on the PGA Tour since Lanny Watkins finished runner-up to Gil Morgan in consecutive weeks in January of 1983. How's that for some history, Bo? Thank you to ESPN Stats and Information for that little nugget. Here's the crazy thing about Scheffler winning this event, Bo. He almost withdrew from the tournament on Friday. He was dealing with some sort of neck and left shoulder issue on Friday. It happened early in the round. He actually got medical treatment on the course from a trainer. Apparently, Scheffler was hitting one club more than he normally would have because of the injury for the rest of Friday's round. Said he felt better on Saturday, and obviously he felt a heck of a lot better on Sunday. Just incredible, Bo. Some other interesting numbers on Scheffler, courtesy of ESPN. He just became the first world number one to win consecutive tournaments on the PGA Tour since Rory McIlroy did it during the 2012 FedEx Cup playoffs. Scheffler led the field in strokes gained off the tee and strokes gained tee to green at the Players' Championship. And last but not least, Scottie Scheffler, whose putter is supposed to be his weakness, has now had 0-3 putts in two straight tournaments and has gone 172 straight holes without a three-jack, Bo. Any thoughts from you on Scottie Scheffler and his Tour de Force performance at the Players?
It's what's a remarkable, but he does this while being entirely likable at the same time. Like, there's nothing bad you can say about Scottie Scheffler right now because he's playing the type of game that we only get to see once a generation. He is the piece of this generation that's special. And everybody else is just kind of scrambling to fall in line behind him. And we kind of saw that with Wyndham Clark and Xander Schauffele trying to keep serve with a charging Scottie Scheffler on Sunday. By the way, the last two Sundays, obviously Scottie's won both times. He's gained 7 combined strokes putting in the last two Sundays, period. And it's no wonder why he's just landsliding everybody. And despite the courses, like, these are both courses that he does well at. But I know that the field this week at the Valspar, they're glad the boogeyman's taking the week off.
Yes, yeah, Scottie is not in the field at the Valspar, so he's going to give someone else a chance to win. It's funny, Bo, like, the obvious comparison is Tiger in his prime, like the way Scottie is hitting it now. And you can make a good case that no one's hit their irons as well since Tiger in their prime. But I thought someone made a really interesting comparison on Twitter today, and I unfortunately don't remember who it was. I want to give proper credit. They compared it to Vijay Singh's 2004 season, 20 years ago. Singh, who was always a terrific ball striker, but in 2004, Vijay pulled it together with the putter. And it led to, you know, the best season of his career. And it seems like Scotty is having that same thing. But man, if he can, I don't know if he's just getting streaky with the putter and he's hot right now, or if this is a sustained thing with the mallet. But if he can find sustained success with the flat stick, look
out. The thing with putting is it's like 80% confidence. Like, this guy has been a good putter up until a couple of years ago. We weren't concerned about Scottie Scheffler's putting at any point until late 2022. And 2023, he struggled with the putter. But I think now that he's starting to see putts fall again, that fiery, I can make anything, Scottie Scheffler is back. And that should terrify everybody who's competing against him. Because with him making putts now, whether it's the mallet or just a new frame of thought, the confidence is there, and he's already the best from tee to green. It's not fair when he can make putts like this. And that's why what we're seeing is so crazy, because this guy was supposed to have that one little Achilles heel, and now that he's kind of healed that up, he's not really beatable right now.
We have thrown our bouquets at Scotty's feet, and now let's get to the Scheffler Free Valspar Championship. But first, our friends at Underdog Fantasy are letting you make picks on your favorite golfers all season long. Just pick higher or lower on select stats for 2 to 5 golfers, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single day. You can also make rivals picks, choosing, for instance, which of 2 golfers will shoot a better score in a round. Golf picks can be combined with players' stats from other sports as well. Go sign up at Underdog if you haven't already with the promo code BPGolf to get your first deposit matched up to $100. Plus, there is a special pick available for you in the lobby. All right, Bo, someone else is going to win this week. The Valspar will be played on the Copperhead course at the Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor, Florida. It is a par 71 covering 7,340 yards. Copperhead is a parkland course with plenty of trees lining the fairways and a number of dogleg holes. The players are going to encounter narrow fairways this week, and the rough is no picnic. It can get a little snarly at 3 3/4 inches in most spots. Water comes into play on 9 holes, and this course can be windy since it's not that far from the ocean. The greens are Bermuda. There are 5 par threes on this course and 4 par fives, and these par threes are long. The shortest of the 5 par threes is 195 yards. The other 4, all 200 or longer. The weather forecast this week at the Valspar: temperatures in the 70s all week long, fairly benign conditions on Tuesday with 7-mile-per-hour winds, but then winds of 10 to 20 miles an hour on Friday with an 88% chance of rain. That could be an interesting day. And according to weather.com, on the weekend, things should be mostly dry, but with winds in the 10 to 15 mile an hour range. It's going to be breezy, and this is not an easy course under even mild conditions, Bo. Since 2013, only 2 players have won at the Valspar with a score better than 10 under par. Actually, I take that back. It's really only 1 player, but he did it twice. Because we saw Sam Burns go back-to-back here in 2021 and 2022 with winning scores of 17 under par in both cases. In 2021, he beat Keegan Bradley by 3 shots. In 2022, Burns won in a playoff against Davis Riley. Let's see, last year, Taylor Moore won here with a score of 10 under par. There was no Valspar in 2020 due to COVID, but in 2018 and 2019, Paul Casey went back-to-back here, winning with scores of minus 10 and minus 8. Bo, what's your take on Copperhead?
It's your quintessential grinders positional golf course. You have to find fairways, and you have to be close on approach. The greens are challenging to putt here, and it's more of like, hey, it's a grind just to make a fairway in regulation, because the fairways are fast and they roll into thick rough. It's really tricky to navigate this golf course because distance doesn't really matter here. It comes to about hitting fairways where you need to hit the right spot in the fairway, and then having a good long approach game, because a lot of the approach distances are kind of pushed back by forced layoffs off the tee, and most of them are coming in at 175 or farther on approach. So it goes in line with those par threes as well, is you have long iron approaches, mid and long iron approaches are going to be pivotal here. And then, of course, being able to make birdies on the par fives. If you can't score on these par fives, then you're probably going to be hovering around even par, and that's not going to win.
Yeah, precision driving, especially important with all the dog legs. And, you know, again, these are some of the more narrow fairways these guys are going to encounter in tournaments that aren't the U.S. Open. We will get to the odds in just a minute. But first, if you want a chance to win a free one-year premium Betting Pro subscription, subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below on this video, and that's it. We'll be announcing a winner right here on the show, so make sure to turn on those notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and to claim your prize. So with Scheffler sitting this one out, Bo, Xander Schauffele is the favorite at plus 800. Two-time champ Sam Burns, plus 1,200. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are at plus 1,400. Tony Finau, Cameron Young, and Brian Harman are at plus 2,200. Sung Jae Im, plus 2,500. Nick Taylor and Minwoo Lee are plus 3,500. And Keegan Bradley and Eric Cole are plus 4,000. Anyone you like from this group?
I mean, right off the top, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm riding the heat wave that is Xander Schauffele. This is a real favorite here. And no, he's not that much worse than Scottie Scheffler. He just has recently lost to Scottie Scheffler. This is a supremely gifted golfer who fits this golf course like a glove. And as much as I like Sam Burns' course history here with those back-to-back wins a couple of years ago, I like Xander's heat check right here, where he can show that, hey, I'm not just a next-tier golfer. Is that when I get into a field, I'm the favorite, unless Scotty's there. Because Xander was, he fifth in the world rankings. This guy's got crazy skills. He's a very accurate player, and from tee to green, he's the class of his field. It's no wonder why he's the favorite. I expect him, if he plays well enough, like just solid his own golf, he's going to win this tournament. A lot like Scotty was a few weeks ago, where we're like, hey, he should win this tournament. That's what I expect out of Xander this week.
Yeah, I don't contest the fact that he is the favorite. Clearly, he should be 8-1. I just, man, like, even if it were just 9-1, Bo, I'd be a little more tempted than I am. But you make an excellent point. Like, he does fit the course for sure. He's finished top 10 in 5 of 7 events this year. Like, he's probably going to be lurking.
In favorites I'm like little... this, when I run my model, if a favorite doesn't really come in the top 10, it's an easy choice to fade that favorite. But Xander is number one in my model by such a distance that you just can't ignore it. Yeah, it's not even close. It's like Xander, and then everybody else files in after there. The next guy that popped up in my model is at plus 2,200. You mentioned him, Cam Young. The off the tee game combined with the long approach game. Cam Young is riding a really good heater right now, and his putter hasn't been quite as terrible the last 24 rounds. I expect a player of his caliber with this birdie making ability on a course like this to dominate those par fives and at least stay above water on the par threes and par fours. Cam Young at plus 2,200 appeals to me just as much as Xander, just because they fit the mold of what I'm looking for this particular event.
Yeah, it's hard for me not to like Burns here with the course history and finished, you know, in addition to the back-to-back wins, finished sixth here last year. And he had a run of 4 straight top 10s early in 2024. So he's been in pretty good form.
Safe to say he likes it here.
Yeah, most definitely. Justin Thomas, 5 top 20s in 6 appearances at the Valspar. And over the last 3 years, he has finished 13th, 3rd, and 10th here. So he's an interesting option. And then Brian Harman, Bo. I bet him at 40-1 after Friday's round at the Players' Championship. And Saturday, he went out and made, I believe, 8 birdies and 1 eagle in a wild round. man, like this guy is just such a precision driver and ball striker. And Harman has finished 12th and 2nd in his last two events and was 5th at the Valspar 2 years ago. So, you know, he's had some success here. All right, let's take a look at some of the mid-priced guys. Keith Mitchell and Bo Hostler are plus 4,500. Doug Gim and Christian Bezuidenhout, I know I'm probably mangling that last name, are plus 5,000. Adam Hadwin and Aaron Rye are plus 5,500. And there's a big group at plus 6,000 with Sepp Straka, Patrick Rogers, Maverick McNealy, and Torbjørn Olesen at... Yeah, those guys are plus 6,000. And then at 6,500, we have Adam Schenck and Billy Horschel. What about this group, Bo? Anyone have any appeal to you?
I wanted to kind of go back to the 35-1 number, plus 3,500 on the red hot Nick Taylor, who is another very accurate player I can see having a lot of success here. And going with the guy who right now is making more birdies than anyone, it's Doug Gim. Doug Gim at plus 4,500. This guy is blazing hot, and it's this type of golf course. You say Florida swing, Doug Gim starts to get hot. He's been red hot the last two events, and leading into this one where he fits the course like a glove, and you know he's going to come to play on those par fives in the same way that Cam Young does, where he's in full attack mode all the time. Doug Gim's firing at pins. That's what he does, and sometimes it gets him in trouble, but... like on a course like this where it just have to find the fairway, he's an elite off the tee player. I love how Doug Gim is playing right now. I think he can make some noise even at a shorter number than we're used to seeing him.
Yeah, he's been hot for a month or more, Bo. Over the last, he has finished 16th or better in five straight events. So, and Doug Gim was a respectable 27th here last year. So he could very well show up. Talk me out of Billy Horschel, Bo. Like, I know he's not, he's got no form right now, but this is a guy who usually plays tough courses well and usually plays well in Florida, even though his record at the Valspar is kind of dismal. Man, I kind of want to play him at plus 6,500, 65-1, and then I swear I will be done with Billy Horschel for the year.
I think you should cut it a week short, because what we've seen so far on the Florida swing is a terrible, in terrible form, Billy Horschel. And you hate to see it because we love to root for this guy, but what he lacks is what Innisbrook demands. The snake pit is an off-the-tee game where you have to gain strokes off the tee. Billy Horschel is not that player. He's been so bad off the tee this season that you can't trust him on a course that absolutely requires that you find the fairway in the right spots. We can't count on Billy Horschel to do that right now for us. I'd be surprised if he made the cut this week.
How does Sepp Straka fare in your model? Because I feel like he is a pretty good player to be 60-1 to win here.
Yeah, and I thought I would see him higher. I really like his odds here, so I did look at him, but I'm still scrolling. That's not good. Sepp Straka comes in 56th in my model. Not as strong as I was hoping to see him, because I guess that's the approach distances that I weighed into, is he's a better short iron player. He's better on approach with a wedge, and he really gets hot with his short game. And he's an accurate tee player, which is going to be good here. I just don't know that on approach with longer irons that he's going to be able to keep pace with the field in that regard, which it's another important thing. Tee to green here is, I mean, it's on every course, it's important, but at the Valspar here at the Snake Pit, it's everything.
Now, if you are more into recent form than course history, maybe Keith Mitchell might interest you. I mean, Mitchell hasn't fared especially well on at the Valspar in past years. His best finish was in 11th in 2017, but he's finished top 20 in three of his last four events. Is he someone who interests you at all?
He's kind of like a playing better Billy Horschel, where he's a Bermuda specialist. We love the way he plays here. But again, with the Valspar, it's about making birdies in the right chances. Keith Mitchell makes too many mistakes on the birdie holes, and it kind of scares me off him, even though he's been playing pretty well lately. I just don't trust him at that number. I like to go a little bit longer for similar players that are maybe a little bit in better, I would say just better fit for the course, because Keith Mitchell should fit this course, but he doesn't.
Any long shots you like this week?
I have a trio, and one of them is really deep, like deep.
Okay.
I'll start with the guy who just finished tied for 11th at the Players, and of course, a full swing fame where we love to root for a guy making $600,000 when we could tell he was struggling on the show. Joel Damon is a
Who?
very, very accurate player. He is third in this field in strokes gained from tee to green. That's incredible. He's been playing well the last 3 weeks. Give me Joel Damon at plus one, plus 10,000. 100-1 payout on Joel Damon. And then Bud Cauley. Bud Cauley at plus 100, plus 13,000, playing out of his mind this season and not getting any respect. We saw him pop up on a leaderboard a couple weeks ago. He was in my column for Betting Pros, so don't worry, I had it covered. And then my very deep, deep shot is plus 350 or plus 35,000, 350-1, Kevin Roy. And just a straggler that came up to the very top 10 of my model. And I look deeper into it.
Wow.
This guy is 4 for 4 in cuts made on the Korn Ferry Tour, 13th in their standings on Korn Ferry. He's a grinder. He's accurate. He makes birdies on par fives. Checked all the boxes. He popped to the top of my model. So I'm going to take a shot at 350-1. We're going to throw $5 on our guy, Kevin Roy.
Well, and he's 10th in your model this week.
He's top 10. I think he's eighth.
Wow, fascinating. All right, so you have outflanked me on the deep sleepers, Bo, because I was going to recommend Matty Schmidt at 200-1. I mean,
That's too long for him. He played great last week.
he's
Thanks,
finished
Rosie.
10th and 26th over the last 2 weeks, and your dog approves of Matty Schmidt, so I think I got to put money down on him. Matt Wallace at 130-1. Finished 7th here last year, and if it's going to be breezy, Bo, the Englishman is not going to be daunted by the breeze.
You would hope
So
not.
I'm kind of interested in him, and I'm sort of interested in Davis Thompson, who has 3 top 20s this year and is at 80-1. So
Yeah,
those
I
guys
like
kind of
Thompson.
interest me. I'm off the Akshay Bhatia train, Bo. He's missed 3 straight cuts.
Yeah, not a good Bermuda player. I found that
No.
over the last couple of years, is he does not str he plays pretty poorly on the East Coast.
Yeah, this is the end of the Florida swing, so maybe we'll have to pick up Akshay again when the
In
tour goes to
Texas.
Texas next
Yeah.
week. All right, Bo, so what do you have on your betting card so far?
So I'm going to throw a couple units on Xander Schauffele at plus 700. I have a full unit on Cam Young at plus 2200, plus a top 10 kicker. I'm throwing half units on both Nick Taylor and Doug Gim. I'm throwing quarter units on Joel Damon, Bud Cauley, and Kevin Roy.
Very nice. I am going to bet Sam Burns at plus 1200. I'm going to bet Brian Harman outright at plus 2200 and to finish top 10 at plus 250. I mean, the diminutive lefty is just so hot right now. I just
Solid.
can't go
He's
against him.
solid.
I've got a small outright on Doug Gim, and I've got him to finish top 20 at plus 220. And then I've got small outrights on Davis Thompson, Matt Wallace, and Matty Schmidt. And I'm sorry, who's your guy? What's Roy's first name again, Bo?
Kevin
Kevin
Roy.
Roy. I'm going to throw a little outright on him as well. All right, Bo, let's get to the one and done. So
You were full of regret. You were full of regret.
I made some good decisions and some bad decisions on Scottie Scheffler last week. I bet him once before the tournament and once after Friday's round. I cashed out on one of those bets, which I'm never going to do again, but I did stick with one of them. So I could have made a killing. And then in another one and done pick, or another one and done pool, I took him. I was seriously considering it last week. I was like pausing and hesitating and decided at the last minute not to do it. I took Will Zalatoris, who missed the cut, giving me my second missed cut in a row. That was brutal. You took Shane Lowry, who, hung around, tied for 19th, good for $285,536. So you now extend your lead on me to more than $2 million. I pick first this week, Bo. I'm going to eat chalk. Well, I guess Xander would be the chalk, but this is the backup chalk. Give me Sam Burns. Who are you taking?
I already burned Xander this year, so I'm going to go to my next guy in line, and that's Cameron Young.
Cameron Young, you mentioned the fit for the course.
He's just firepower. Yeah, so. Give me all the firepower.
Cam Young for Bo, Sam Burns for me, and that is going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Sign up for Underdog with the promo code BPGolf to get your first deposit matched up to $100 with a special pick available for you in the lobby. And please come join Bo and I again next week when we will be previewing the Houston Open as the PGA Tour moves into Texas. Until then, so long, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Betting Pros Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Follow us on X and TikTok at Betting Pros and Instagram at Betting Pros NFL. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/bettingpros.